Welcome to the monthly astrological forecast for April 2024, where we'll be going over the energy for the month ahead to tie everything together and help you set powerful intentions to align your life and career with the cosmos. As always, I'm your host, Natalie Wallstein, and is it just me, or has the difficulty level of planet Earth become massively higher? Everywhere I look, everyone's going through so much growth and evolution. Some of us feel lost and confused, unstable, unsure, or maybe even physically sick from the growing pains of ascension, like me. But there's also so much up-leveling happening in the way that we're operating at the same time. While outwardly, it might sometimes feel like or look like everything is falling apart, what if it's really all coming together on a greater level on the inner planes? If we could zoom out and look at the long game of what's really happening for us, I think that's exactly what we'd see. But growth can definitely be very uncomfortable in the middle stages. And all of this to say that April is one of the most action-packed and growth-oriented months of this entire year. And so we have so much to cover in this month's forecast. Chances are most of us are feeling a bit crazy right now with it being eclipse season and Mercury retrograde, plus the rare planetary alignments we've been experiencing at the same time. So you're not alone, my dear. We're all doing this together. And that's what's beautiful about it, and also hard because you may not always know where to turn for support when it feels like your world is crumbling and so is everyone else's in some regard. There's definitely no doubt about it. The world is changing. We're changing right along with it. And if you're not feeling it yet, it's going to be good for you to know that others are really going through the ringer, so we can all be compassionate and understanding as much as possible with each other. So before I hop into the astrological weather for April, I do want to bring up the subject of solar flares, which is something I don't think I've ever really talked about on the podcast. But solar flares can affect us just as much, if not more, than the planetary movements. Maybe some of you are already familiar, but on top of everything else that's going on in the cosmos, we've also been hit pretty hard with some major solar flares lately. The sun is made of light, obviously, and every once in a while, it sends out more light to Earth for the purpose of helping us grow faster, kind of like a grow light for your indoor garden. But it affects us not only physically, but also spiritually. These solar flares do not happen by accident, as science may lead us to believe. It's not a random occurrence. It's a spiritual occurrence that's planned and orchestrated on our behalf by the powers that be. For example, on the same day as the full moon lunar eclipse that we had in Libra on March 25th, we experienced a double X-class solar flare. An X-class basically means it's the strongest solar flare that we can have, which triggered the most powerful geomagnetic storm that we've had on our planet in 6 years. We've already had 7 X-class solar flares this year in 2024, which is half of the number that we had in all of 2023. And it's only April right now. So I wanted to bring this up because every time we have a major solar flare like this, it affects our bodies majorly, and it can give us what are called ascension symptoms. With ascension symptoms, you can feel totally tired, really out of it, but not able to sleep properly. You could have headaches. It can affect your nervous system, hormones, digestion, just like giving you anxiety in general. So it's not just spiritual growth we're going through. It's physical. Our bodies are changing and evolving under this grow light of the sun too. It affects our sensitivity to electricity as well. So you might find it harder to be on your phone or electronics, like it can give you headaches. So the number one thing we need to be doing to integrate these energies of the solar flares is to get grounded. And the best way to do that is to physically lay your body down on the earth. And I know the weather is not optimal everywhere to do something like that, but even just being outside, really super prioritizing your time outside, spending as much of it as you possibly can, getting away from your phone and technology, being among the trees, the river, the lake, the ocean, even if it's snowing, it doesn't matter. Get out there. It's honestly the best thing you can do for yourself. And this is not something to be afraid of. This has been happening since the dawn of time, but it is something that could be making you feel more uncomfortable than usual right now. So I just wanted to let you know. All right. So we are in Aries season for most of this month. It's the beginning of our astrological new year, Aries being the first sign of the zodiac. It's all about new beginnings. But the universe wants to make sure we're beginning things that are going to be in our highest good. So that's why we're getting hit with solar flares and eclipses and Mercury retrograde and some other planetary alignments I'll be going into. Aries is about standing up as an individual and being your own force of nature, your own force of power to create the kind of life you want to have and the kind of life you want to be in existence in this world. Also, just being more confident about putting yourself out there as a leader. It's a really creative sign. Aries season is going to last until April 19th. And we can actually feel kind of down if we're not starting something new. So even though Mercury retrograde does begin April 1st and goes until April 25th, and we're going to have to really be rethinking what we want to take a stand for, what's important to us, what brings us energy versus depleting our energy, what makes us feel like we're the leader of our own lives, like we have that power. All of those things are going to be rethought, but it's going to feel like you still need to be doing things in a way, and not being able to move forward or do things can bring a sense of frustration. So these changes that you might be tempted to make this month, try to aim small. What I mean by that is one little thing at a time. I think sometimes we want to have a master plan for how everything's going to be okay for us. And with the Mercury retrograde going on in Aries, our brains are not going to be the best decider of what we should do next. It's better to let yourself be present in each moment and be more hands-on with trying out what feels good and what doesn't. Aries is ruled by Mars, so that's the planet of action, motivation, and drive, but it also can bring up aggression and frustration. It's also more of a masculine energy, so you might find other people stepping on your toes, you stepping on their toes, like due to miscommunications. So having a meditation practice, prioritizing time in nature, giving yourself so much grace is so important, because typically with Aries energy, we want to go, go, go and do just for the sake of feeling like we're moving forward when we don't really need to do all that necessarily. One of the biggest things I've learned from doing hypnotherapy sessions is that we are so safe and protected and taken care of, and our brains trick us into thinking that we're not, and we cause ourselves to worry unnecessarily so much of the time. This month is chock full of Aries energy because on April 4th, the sun is going to align with the north node of future destiny in Aries, at the same time that Venus moves into Aries. When the sun aligns with the North Node on April 4th, it usually brings clarity. You get a view of your next path forward, your next steps. And those next steps could feel a little bit scary and outside of your comfort zone. And that's okay. There's still going to be a sense of excitement for it, for like a new frontier. So really pay attention to what you're thinking about, what you care about, any downloads or insights you receive on the 4th of April or the 5th if you're in Australia, New Zealand area, because it's going to help give you a lot more clarity. Even though Mercury is in retrograde, you can feel into more of like the feelings you want to bring about and have more of a drive to do what is necessary to get out of your comfort zone. With Venus moving into Aries on April 4th, we are going to be valuing movement, speed, forward momentum. It's going to feel good to be in motion, but we don't want to waste our time working on the wrong things. So another way to get into motion is exercise, having the wind in your hair, physical movement. So keep that in mind as an option to help you blow off extra steam or extra energy when things might be more delayed or like quote unquote blocked for you with the Mercury retrograde energy. There's definitely the possibility for like explosive situations if we don't keep our energy grounded, just because it's so activating, all of this. It's like we're going to have a lot of energy and like not always know where to put it, if that makes sense. We're going to have our new moon solar eclipse in Aries as well. Everything's Aries so far on April 8th or 9th, depending on your time zone. And out of the three eclipses that are in this current series of eclipses, the first one was the full moon lunar eclipse in Libra on March 25th. And then we have another full moon lunar eclipse in Scorpio at the end of April, which I'll get into. Those are not as strong as this new moon solar eclipse that's happening. Just like everything I've already been saying about the energy of new beginnings, that's definitely a part of it, but this new moon solar eclipse has a very unique feature, and that is the fact that it is perfectly aligning to the minute with Chiron, the asteroid known as the Wounded Healer. And for those who don't know, Chiron is this super deep part of you, a big fear that you hold on to from your past lives. It's like a greatly ingrained wound that you would usually try to protect or avoid touching. So the eclipse is bringing about this new energy of dealing with our old patterns and fears and wounds from a more enlightened perspective and not letting them hold us back as much. With Chiron in Aries for quite some time now, we've been learning to not be afraid of asserting ourselves and setting boundaries with people to protect our energy and our passions and our unique soul missions, which other people can sometimes take us away from. The whole people-pleasing mentality, right? Often when we have a transit that touches on Chiron, the Wounded Healer asteroid, it manifests as a trigger. The way you know you're being triggered by your Chiron, which again is like past life issues, is because you feel like you're going to die. I'm really selling it so well. You feel like you can't breathe. You feel kind of panicky and anxious, and you can't always attach it to something specific. Like you don't always know why you feel that way. And that's because you can't always remember where that wound or fear originated from. One of the reasons why you might be afraid to assert yourself is because you don't want to attract confrontation. You don't want to get in a fight with someone or make someone angry and then have to deal with the repercussions of standing up for yourself. You don't want to invite conflict, right? But this is a new beginning. Solar eclipses are incredibly powerful for bringing about change in a way where we don't really always have to do that much. It kind of just comes towards you and happens for you very quickly. If you want to look up where the solar eclipse is going to fall on your chart, I highly recommend it. It's at 19 degrees of Aries. Aries in general is a really good sign to look at on your chart and see which house or houses line up with that area. It can help explain which area of life you are really like healing through and rebirthing and building up more confidence around, asserting yourself in, and bringing more passion and vitality into it as well. This isn't always like such a scary energy. It could be about finally having the courage to take action on ideas that you've had for a long time, but you just were afraid. You didn't feel strong enough. You didn't feel confident enough. So we're getting such a big boost to really create the life we want to live and be the person we want to be, regardless of what other people might think of that. Not letting them stand in our way. On April 10th and 11th, the infamous Mars, the ruler of Aries, is going to align with Saturn. Mars motivates us to take action, and Saturn is about getting stuff done that's important to you. So in the midst of the confusion of Mercury retrograde, we can actually get a lot of things done. What Mercury retrograde is really inviting us to do is be really mindful about what we're creating and how we're creating it, and not to be so trigger happy like Aries can sometimes be. I think Mercury retrograde is often like, oh no, it's going to be terrible, but it has a purpose. And in this case, it can be really helpful for us to revisit passions that we put on the back burner, or maybe we turned the burner off because we're like, I can't do that. And getting a new perspective on the fact that, hey, maybe I can do that. Now, when Mars aligns with Saturn on April 10th and 11th, it will be in the sign of Pisces. Saturn in Pisces has been teaching us that we need to live in alignment with our higher soul mission. And we can't ignore the fact that things that we might be doing haven't really felt that meaningful or purpose-driven. So this alignment with Mars and Saturn is going to help us make progress on chipping away at this bigger, more long-term goal of doing something that feels like it really matters on this bigger, more spiritual level than just like the busy work and the paying the bills and that kind of stuff. It's more about feeling the energy you want to feel, creating the ideal reality you want to have for yourself and others in the world. Then we get a little bit of a break from some of the Aries energy because Taurus season is going to arrive on April 19th. Taurus is one of the slowest signs of the zodiac, whereas Aries is the fastest. So the energy begins to slow down. We become more mindful and we start to want to take our time more to make sure that what we're creating and what we're building is going to be sustainable. So while Aries season is about the spark of new ideas and new energy, Taurus is when we start to get more practical about what it's actually going to take to carry those ideas forward in a way that will feel really good to us and not be too stressful also. It's really about feeling good as you work towards things that will make you feel good. But we're not out of the woods with eclipse season, which brings a lot of change to our lives, like plot twists, I like to say. And on top of that, Jupiter, the planet of joy, abundance, and expansion, is going to align with Uranus on April 20th through the 23rd. Jupiter is the biggest planet, and whenever it aligns with another point in the sky, it expands that energy like a magnifying glass. Uranus is about radical change and liberation. Uranus is in Taurus. So as we get into Taurus season, we are going to still be fueled by this desire to make radical changes that will free us from any situations that have felt stagnant. You might have noticed if you have people in your life who are Taurus, normally Taurus people don't like to make big changes. They can be like stubborn and they're slow to change and they don't like being told what to do. But ever since Uranus has been in Taurus, they're like changing their lives and doing radical things. And of course, this is affecting all of us, but we can see it more clearly in our Taurus friends. Uranus in Taurus also has to do with changing the way you deal with your resources, like material resources, money, belongings, like decluttering. Maybe you like clear out a bunch of your stuff. Maybe you revolutionize the way you're earning money or managing money. Maybe your values are completely changing from what they used to be. So these are some examples of how the alignment between Jupiter and Uranus may affect you from April 20th through the 23rd, give or take a little bit before or after that, because it's such a strong energy. That brings us to our final eclipse in this series of three eclipses. And this third eclipse will be on April 23rd or 24th, depending on your location. And it is a full moon lunar eclipse in Scorpio. Now that's pretty interesting because the south node of past karma used to be in Scorpio. I like to think of the south node of past karma as being like an exit chute of things that you're letting go of and putting in the past. So you might find some of the things that you said you'd let go of are coming back up to the surface to remind you, like, yes, I really do need to let go of this for real. It's very in keeping with the Mercury retrograde energy of revisiting the past. When we have a full moon in Scorpio, we're also letting go of the tendency to obsess over all of the reasons why we can't have what we want in life. Those limiting beliefs, those excuses, those reasons why we have to keep being depressed because it's a habit, or we're used to a certain area never working out for us, for example. So we can let go of that with this eclipse in Scorpio. Letting go of fears that have been holding you back from feeling more powerful and in control of your experience of life is really the big theme for this guy. And then as we close out April, Mars is going to align with Neptune in Pisces and then swiftly move into Aries. As I was saying before, Mars is going to be in Pisces this whole time. So yes, we have the energy of newness, but it's always going to be matched up against what is the most important thing for us to achieve in this lifetime? What is going to be the most meaningful way to live our lives? The most purpose-driven and least surface-level way to connect with our higher selves through what we do day to day. So when Mars aligns with Neptune at the end of April, we have such a strong motivation to build the reality we want to live in. And this is after Mercury retrograde ends on April 25th. So we will actually have more clarity about what we need to do. We'll have the drive and motivation to do it. And that's really good news because you may have noticed that with Mars in Pisces, you might have been feeling less motivated. I know I have definitely been feeling that way. And I think it's really good to know that it's a temporary energy that will pass. The universe wants us to be really mindful about what we're creating and not just to get a hit of dopamine from the feeling of moving forward without it being actually what we're meant to do, if that makes sense. After April has passed, we will be adjusting to all the new changes that will be coming about this month and having a lot more energy and motivation and drive to move through the challenges that we need to overcome. So all of this upheaval, it is temporary. It is going to set us up for new and higher levels of success and soul alignment. And it's going to be so good. I always like to say the darker the dark, the lighter the light. So for those of you out there who happen to be going through an especially hard time, just know that like no matter how bad it is, that's like equal to how good it's going to be. So like if it's a hard time, like girl or boy or whatever, you are about to fly. Okay, so I want to pick a card for us to help us ground into the energy that we're moving into. There is a lot of change. There might be a lot of anxiety around that. Please go to nature. Please go to nature. I'm going to just keep repeating that. Be in nature and trust. Trust, trust, trust. Okay, I'm grabbing my deck. We have the Earth Spirit Oracle here, and I'm going to go ahead and shuffle and ask, what is the most important thing for us to keep in mind moving through April 2024, all of these eclipse energies, the solar flares, the lack of motivation, and the drive for radical rebellion and expansion? That's my summary for what we talked about. Help, universe. Oh, I've never gotten this card before. It is so cute. It is the desert. Normally, you probably wouldn't think of a desert as being cute, but this card is adorable. I'm going to post the picture of it in the Cosmic Calling community along with this forecast, if you remember. But it's number 41, the desert. It says, in the vast stillness of the desert, in the pure, clean atmosphere, in the silence, there is nothing to be found but oneself. Alone in a superficially desolate realm, the sky overhead forming a bottomless infinity, one cannot help but contemplate the sublime mysteries of life. Like the hermit in the ancient tarot, this speaks of revelation and the desire to turn away from materialistic society. In Paulo Coelho's iconic tale, The Alchemist, the desert is symbolic of all the obstacles and hardships that stand between a seeker and their dreams. In his story, the hero learns to accept the sandy nothingness, even listen to it. Although the desert is an extreme environment with scarce resources, beneath its surface are enormous reserves of precious metals, crystals, and gemstones. Similarly, the shrewd desert plants have a way of storing their riches deep within, using divine design to calculate the perfect moment to access them. Cactus flowers bloom, their petals bursting forth with vigor and incredible beauty, even in the dry, unforgiving heat. They are a metaphor for the exquisite wealth that lies within, untapped and unnoticed, beneath a prickly exterior. When this card appears, it heralds an epiphany, born of silence and patience, thirst and endurance. The desert promises conclusion and resolution. It offers you, the weary traveler, a long-awaited oasis in an otherwise harsh situation. Respite from the heat of life's pressures and challenges, and the long-awaited discovery of your inner treasure awaits in what appears to be the final hour. You are being called on a sacred pilgrimage. It could be to a physical place or a metaphorical one. Anywhere that you can contemplate your motivations, personal values, and principles, and get closer to your authentic self. Whatever the circumstances, you are ready to journey deep and mine the precious archives of your psyche. Ooh, wow, that's amazing. That card brought up some really good points about how we might feel like we're really on a solo journey right now, trying to understand what motivates us, what keeps us going, why do we do what we do every day. And for some of us, we might have no idea. So let this be an exploratory process, a discovery process of going deep within yourself to better understand what does drive you and what doesn't, perhaps anymore. I also want to add that anything you could do for your health is always a good idea with the Aries energy. Aries is about helping us have more vitality and energy and sparkle. So eating really fresh foods, exercising, like I mentioned, cleansing, purging, taking care of your mental health is obviously huge right now as well. So as for what's going on over here in my world, I have been inspired to start doing more in-person events. So I'm going to be teaching a local event here in Honolulu, Hawaii on April 28th. I know most people probably don't live anywhere near me, but I'm trying to put myself out there more, get out from behind the screen and connect with real people. So if you are going to be on Oahu, I'll pop the link in the show notes below for my workshop on career astrology and how to read your astrology chart that I will be hosting in Honolulu on April 28th. I'm also working on creating a few guides for the Cosmic Calling community, which is a gathering place where you can learn more about yourself through astrology, get to know your motivations and what your true passions are, as well as what you're specifically meant to be focusing on right now, according to how these planetary energies are affecting you personally based on your birth chart. Instead of buying each of my courses individually, you can get levels 1 through 3 a part of the membership for only $38 to start. You can find out more about the community and all the amazing perks that you get by being a member by going to soulshineastrology.com/community. And I think that's everything. I'm working on a couple of books right now, more information on that to be announced. And yeah, I'm going through all this stuff with you guys. It's been a rough time for me personally, but we can do this. Yeah. Let's go. Take care, everybody. Thank you so much for listening and have a magical month.